Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to head to
Welcome
San Francisco.
To Flavor Country.
Get the lay of the land with Damon Bruce of our sister station, 95.7 The Game. He doesn't talk any Raiders, as we mentioned, just Niners.
Just Niners. And really, Damon, the approach that I'm taking this week is kind of enjoying the ride this week. I'm not breaking down the offensive line for the 49ers or the defensive line for the 49ers.
Just yet, yeah.
Not just yet. No, that'll come next week. But this week, it's all about enjoying the ride, because what happened Sunday night was so special. Is that kind of the approach you guys are taking?
A smart, mature human being understands when to stop and smell the roses. And this is one of those times. Yes, the Super Bowl is awaiting us all, and it's going to be broken down a million different ways. But I'm going to start that next week, because this week really is a week to look at how a team reached the pinnacle of this sport. Obviously, in Kansas City, the climb has been just a phenomenal 2 years of football. Patrick Mahomes is a video game come to life. He is likable in every conceivable likability way an athlete could pretend to be liked. People who hate the Kansas City Chiefs really like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's who he is. And for the 49ers, you know, I mean, look, you can't top 50 years since the big game. But it has been 25 years since the 49ers have won Super Bowls. And going to a Super Bowl that they don't win kind of doesn't count for Niner fans. So let's pretend that didn't happen against Harbaugh and the Ravens. And this is everything you want to be as a fan. You're on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. So I agree with you, and congratulations. You're handling this the right way. Enjoy where you are and worry about what comes next in just a little bit. But
yeah.
Stop and smell the roses.
I totally feel that way. And being on the field on Sunday night to watch them hoist the, you know, Lamar Hunt trophy and see the fans in the stadium, and just to be part of that from the atmosphere and the position that I was, really ingrained that into my mind. We waste so much time in sports thinking about what's next and what's going to happen in the future, that there's a lot of times that we forget just to stop and look around and live in the moment and enjoy the moment. And that's what I'm encouraging fans in Kansas City to do. And I can imagine 49er fans are kind of feeling that way, because 25 years is a long time, too. That's almost a whole generation since they last won a Super Bowl.
It certainly is. And look, the trips to championship rounds around here have been plentiful. I mean, what a decade that the Bay Area has just had. Three Giants World Series. We won't talk about one of them. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They even sent the Sharks to the Stanley Cup, for goodness sakes. The Warriors went to five straight NBA Finals. And now here are the 49ers, who it feels like they're here at least a year too early. They've sort of cut the line and were a much better team than a team that normally picks second in the NFL draft last year when they were in that situation, thanks to an injury for Jimmy Garoppolo at Arrowhead. I mean, it really is amazing when you start tying these stories together. If the Kansas City Chiefs don't hurt Jimmy Garoppolo in Week 3 last year, you're not facing the 49ers in the Super Bowl had you won it. The Kansas City Chiefs did as much to get Nick Bosa on the Niners roster as any team in football. So the way that this game will become interconnected, and this doesn't happen without that happening, the ascent of both these teams, a brilliant young head coach, a brilliant old guard coach. I mean, it really is. I tell you, when we do pivot towards let's talk football and this game, the matchup is going to be fascinating. And I think this is another huge win for the NFL. This game appeals to the diehard X's and O's football geeks out there. It appeals to people who love smash mouth football out there, and I think it really appeals to the casual fan who just wants a good reason to have a Super Bowl party. This game has watchability written all over it, and it's going to be an awful lot of fun.
You mentioned the injury to Garoppolo. That was a team that felt like they were on the rise then, but
this the transformation that has happened since that point in time to take that team, how that season ended up being, parlaying into a really nice draft pick, and then being here. That is a pretty fantastic rise in a short period of time as well.
It is. It's amazing. The Niners, after several years in a row of not hitting on draft picks or making prudent free agent decisions, it all kind of came together at once. I mean, John Lynch being named GM of the year, even though this really is Kyle's show, and Kyle has final say on all of it. But John Lynch being named GM of the year is an easy call from the draft picks he made. I mean, Deebo Samuel was a rookie who didn't have much of a first half of the year. He is part and parcel of why this team is in the Super Bowl right now. He came on like a thunderbolt starting around week 8 or 9. Dre Greenlaw drafted, undrafted players like Raheem Mostert, Matt Breida, Quan Alexander, the free agent choice that people said was a little bit of a reach at the price point they brought him in for. Richard Sherman, for goodness sakes. I mean, the decisions that this team made all sort of hit, and they all hit in 1 year. And then it's one thing for everyone to hit individually. It's another thing for it to come together as a greater total than the sum of its individual pieces. And that's what every football team is trying to do. We got talent everywhere. How does it fit together? Well, it fits together unbelievably well here. It obviously fit together unbelievably well in Kansas City. I mean, I've never quite seen a quick strike offense quite like that. And this defense, as smothering and nasty as it is maybe the only defense in the NFL built to even to try to slow that down. I mean, if you told me the Kansas City Chiefs were going to be in the Super Bowl, I'd say there's probably no team that's going to beat them in the Super Bowl, except for maybe the Niners. So if the Niners get there, they'd have a problem. Because that defense in the running, I mean, in the history of Super Bowls, if you took the team with the best defense and running game, you had a pretty good shot at winning that bet. And I think that the Niners are the only team existing in the NFC who can put a defense and a running game scary enough down to make the Chiefs nervous. So, see, I tried to just smell the roses, but I can't help but walk right past them a little bit and go right to look at the Super Bowl.
Right. Just,
well, it's human nature.
It is. Especially in sports talk radio, it's human nature. And it's also human nature to come up with crazy scenarios. San Francisco believes if Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't get injured here last year, they're not in the Super Bowl. I tend to believe that if the knee doesn't pop out of Patrick Mahomes, maybe he doesn't lead this team to the Super Bowl, because at that point in time, his ankle was banged up and nobody was laying off that ankle. It's amazing how you look at those little moments and they translate and transcend things into big time moments.
And when you're looking at it in real time, you can't see it because you have no idea where this is going. Yeah, I mean, if buying Mahomes some rest, and I'll tell you, I think that when you come in and you have success with a backup quarterback, and look, football teams are a lot smarter than football fans and people who talk about football on the radio. Mm-hmm. They understand that no team is as good as its quarterback, and that's the end of the story. People looked at the Kansas City Chiefs and said, well, as Patrick Mahomes goes, so go they. And that's it. That's all there is to it. He's a spectacular quarterback. They're an okay team. But he's so good, he elevates everything. And in many ways, he truly does. But when you go 2-1 with the backup quarterback, it makes the guys in the locker room start looking at each other going, you know, this really is more than just him. Like, we're all pretty good at what we do. And in any coach's dream scenario, every player has got a little plug and play to them. If this guy gets unplugged, you plug the next guy in, and the machine keeps on rolling. Not that the Chiefs kept on rolling without Patrick Mahomes, but they did keep winning. And I just think things like that are important to locker rooms. I know we're taught that these are multimillionaires who have no, like, rah-rah, sis-boom-bah emotions. Yeah, it's also sports, and rah-rah, sis-boom-bah matters. Always has, always will. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised that the Chiefs... how about this? I think a lot of people were surprised that the wheels didn't come off the Chiefs when Mahomes went down for a little while. And here they are. I mean, that is more than just a quarterback. That's a better football team than a lot of people want to admit.
Damon Bruce of our sister station, 95.7 The Game, out in San Francisco. And I guess we're going to be doing a simulcast with them tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, talking a little smack back and forth to the Bay Area. And we are going to bring some serious Kansas City heat.
What?
We're going to win that battle.
I mean, with material like that, I can't see how you wouldn't.
We're gonna work on that.
Yeah, we are going to work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.